Bobby Wagner explains why he chose Los Angeles despite perhaps getting more money from Baltimore, and it's as good of a reason as you could hope for.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you click that subscribe button right there in your podcast feed. And don't forget to check us out, Locked On Rams on YouTube. You get to see my beautiful face as we talk about your favorite team, my favorite team, the Los Angeles Rams, each and every day. We got a lot to get into. The Rams have a handful of draft picks, and while everybody's always constantly dumping on the picks that they have, they've actually done incredibly well in the later rounds of the draft. I'll explain what that is coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Aaron Donald is fully back. He's ready to go. He posted a workout video, and oh my goodness, we'll talk about what that looked like. But let's get right into this right away. Again, my name is Travis Rogers. I'm your host of Locked On Rams. I host the Rams pregame show and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. And let's talk about why Bobby Wagner is a member of the LA Rams. He did his little introductory press conference along the way and was talking about a whole bunch of different things. There were reports out there that perhaps the Baltimore Ravens had offered him a little bit more money than perhaps the Rams had, a little bit more money per year, AAV, as they say, average annual value. He's in LA. He's a member of the Rams. He now gives them that three deep on which we're talking about. You have defensive line. You've got Aaron Donald. The middle of the field with your linebackers, you've got Bobby Wagner. The secondary, you've got Jalen Ramsey. You have first team all NFL players on all three levels of your defense. So why did he do it? One of the things that we were speculating about is that perhaps he did it to come home and be in LA. Perhaps he did it so he could stay in the NFC West and get a chance to compete against his former team, the Seattle Seahawks. Maybe these are the reasons that ultimately he decided to go where he went. Here's Bobby Wagner's quote. A lot of people think that it went into my decision, being able to play the Seahawks, but I don't have that much hate in my heart. I really wanted to be happy. I wanted to be close to home and stay on the West Coast. That was important to me. But playing the Seahawks twice a year was the cherry on top. And I'll make sure they see me every time we play them. Y'all know where I'm at, and I'll tell them it won't be a quiet game. Look, if you gave me a long time to sit around and come up with a Bobby Wagner quote that would get me excited, it would look a lot like that. It would sound a lot like that because that's exactly what you want to hear, right? These are all of the reasons that we were speculating about, but that he's speaking them into existence, I think is really, really important. He's not here to get a retirement job. He's not here to just be close to his friends and family. He talked about how previously people would have to get on an airplane to come see him play when he would be up in Seattle. And he's from the Ontario area here in Southern California. So, you know, playing in front of your friends and family, sure, who wouldn't want to have a group of people at all your games that you know have your back? That would be very important. But the I don't have that much hate in my heart, you know what he didn't say? I don't have any hate in my heart for the Seahawks, which means to me that he's getting ready to go do some work against them. And I don't think that Bobby Wagner is a guy that is just going to make his presence felt in the games that he's playing against his former squad. I think he certainly will, but I think that he's going to make his presence felt against his former squad each and every week. This is not just, I'll show up. I'll take it to a different level against the Seattle Seahawks because look, let's just call it what it is. It's very unlikely that the Seahawks are one of the teams that's in the Rams' way in the NFC West. It's more than likely going to be San Francisco and maybe Arizona to a degree, depending on, you know, if they can get their act together, whether or not Kyler Murray decides to stop posting things on Instagram and decides to get back to work as an NFL quarterback. Seattle's in a transition year. They got rid of Russell Wilson, so I don't think they're the team that is going to be in the Rams' way. You know, you never know, but it doesn't feel like it. But what I think he's getting at is, I'm going to show them every single week that they should have never gone away from me, that I'm a guy that's a foundational player. I'm a guy that is one of the best players at his position. I'm a guy that's one of the best players in the league, and you made a huge mistake letting me walk out that door. I don't have that much hate in my heart. A little bit of hate, sports hate is good, right? Look, We all want nice guys. We all want nice neighbors. We all want our, you know, best friends to be nice people. But when it comes to our football players, I don't mind a little hate in the heart, right? The good old fashioned sports hate, a guy that's going to go out there and say, oh, you think that you can find a guy that's better than me? Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. You don't think that there was a large part of that motivating Odell Beckham on a regular basis once he left Cleveland and got a chance to come here last season? This, the conversation that was out there, and by the way, guilty of it as anybody else, saying, are we sure that he's still a really high level wide receiver? Are we 100% sure that it wasn't, you know, him and not everybody else? I don't think so. And he went in there and he showed everybody week after week after week. And Odell was one of the most important players on this team during the Super Bowl run. I think Bobby Wagner is going to bring a lot of that same energy, a lot of that same energy. And sure, getting a chance to beat the Seahawks a couple of times a year, I'm sure it might have, you know, given a little bit more weight to the Rams as they went through and did what they needed to do. But I do not think it has anything to do with, I'm going to bring a different level to the Seahawks those two games a year. It is, I'm going to bring a different level every single week because I'm Bobby Wagner. I make first team all pro. I'm one of the, you know, four times in the last 5 years. You don't want me? You don't want me. Oh, okay. Well, watch this. And everyone in the league is going to look around and say, they decided to let that guy go. They decided to let Bobby Wagner walk out the door. That's a pretty bad look for the Seahawks. That's what I was hoping to hear. And that's exactly what he laid out there. And I loved every single minute of it. Now, Rams still have a lot of decisions that they need to make about what they're going to do in the draft, about what they might do with the remainder of free agency. But when you look at what they've done so far, and Bobby Wagner's probably at the top of this list, they went out and got some of the best guys at their positions or very near it. Bobby Wagner's probably the best at that position in the league. Allen Robinson is probably not the best wide receiver in football that you went out and got, but that's because the best wide receiver in football is already on your team. And now you go and add a player like Robinson, who's probably, you know, top 10, top 12, certainly a guy that makes your team a lot better. You re-sign Allen. You re-sign Nopum. You make some decisions in some other parts of your roster that guys need to come back. You redo Matthew Stafford. Aaron Donald is about to get redone any minute here. We're going to talk about the workout video that he posted a minute ago and what he said about that workout video, which should make everybody around the rest of the NFC feel very, very nervous. But Bobby Wagner says, I don't have that much hate in my heart. I don't have any hate in my heart. Would be like, oh, man, really? A little bit? And he basically said, yeah, a little bit. I don't have that much hate in my heart. Bobby Wagner, welcome to L.A. Cannot wait to see you play against the Seahawks and really everyone else that he's going to line up against as well. Okay, coming up next, speaking of Aaron Donald and that workout video, he said something that not only is very exciting for Rams fans, but I think might be the reason the Rams have operated the way that they have over the last several seasons. I'll get into that. Don't forget that today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them that Locked On sent you. And you know about our friends at Bet Online too, right? How about this? Tiger Woods is going to play in the Masters. And I went on Bet Online and I'm looking at it right now. Tiger Woods is plus 155 to win his head-to-head matchup against Patrick Reed the first couple of days. They're going to play together at the Masters. Nobody really likes Patrick Reed. Everybody really likes Tiger Woods. And you got some pretty good odds on it right there, plus 155. So if you want to get down, go to betonline.net. That's the place that you can do that for all of your sports gambling needs, right? Your continued sports for sports wagering information, including live betting, esports scores, everything you need. Head on over to the website today to use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet Online, where the game starts. And let's go Tiger Woods. Can't wait for that. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Make sure you're following Locked On NFL. Also, that would be Locked On Experts, covering the biggest stories around the NFL every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. It, too, is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm just saying that every once in a while I popped up on NFL, Locked On NFL. We get to talk about Bobby Wagner, Allen Robinson, all that stuff. So make sure that you're checking that out as well. Don't forget to click that subscribe button. Means a lot to me. You get the feed in your phone, your laptop, wherever it is that you want it every single day, your team every single day. Just how about this? I'm going to give you 2 seconds. Go click subscribe. Do it right now. 1,001, 1,002. There you go. Done. Now you got it every single day. You're ready to go. All right. So Aaron Donald is coming back. We know that. He said that, you know, he kind of messed around with the idea about whether or not he was going to come and play again. He thought that if he won the Super Bowl, that maybe that might be good enough, that he wouldn't have to come back and play anymore. But that's not how it's going to go. He said almost the exact opposite of this. He's talking about his contract at one point and that he's ready to go. That we got a lot of love for McVay and Demoff and Pastors and Mr. Kroenke, et cetera, et cetera. This is the part that jumped out at me. He was talking about his workout video that he posted the other day. Maybe you've seen it. You can go to the Rams Twitter account. They posted a video of it, and it is as shocking as you might imagine. And he was asked about it, and he said, I was just with my guy on Wednesday training, and I always ask him after I work out. I say, hey, what do you think? He texted me back like, you've got about 3, 4, 5 more years with how you're moving. I feel good. I really do feel good. Aaron Donald went on to say, I feel quick. I feel explosive. So I don't feel like I'm slowing down. If anything, I feel like I'm getting faster. I feel like I'm in better shape. I keep telling people I get better with age. I don't slow down. I just feel like I'm getting that much stronger. I look better with age and all that. Okay. So that could be just the normal talk of a top level athlete who always thinks that he's continuing to chase it, right? That I'm going to get a little leaner. I'm getting a little stronger. I'm getting a little faster. I'm all of these things. And he might be right. I'm not here to tell you that Aaron Donald doesn't have a limitless ceiling to how good he can get. But I think when you kind of start to peel the onion on this a little bit, when you hear him say, I think I'm a little faster. I think I'm a little leaner. I think that I can play at this level for another 3, 4, 5 years. I think that right there is what is driving all of these Rams decisions. I really do. I think that the Rams realized that they have a once-in-a-generation type talent, not an all-pro defensive tackle. You're going to get a guy that's good at football regularly. It's the NFL, and you're going to pick NFL players, and they're going to be good at it. And maybe you get a guy that's really good at it, makes some Pro Bowls. Maybe you get a guy that has a couple of good years along the way, and maybe makes an all-pro team. Okay, that's great. That's not what this is. This is something way beyond that. This is something that when you're talking about the greatest defensive players in the history of this league, and it's certainly in the last 30, 40 years or so, I'm not going to go back a million years, but when you go back, you're talking about Lawrence Taylor, you're talking about Reggie White, maybe you're talking about Ronnie Lott, and you're talking about Aaron Donald. Guys like this don't come around very often. And they have one, and they realize they have one. And the video is a perfect example of this. This is not a man that takes his gifts lightly. This is not a man who is burning the candle at both ends. This is not a man who's making bad decisions away from the football field. This is a man who is driven to be the best that ever was and continues to push himself to a level that is very uncommon. Even for professional athletes, his workout regimen and his commitment to improving is extraordinary. But like by the literal definition of the word, it's extraordinary. People don't do that. Guys work hard. Everybody in the NFL, I think, is probably a better than average worker. You have to be to get to that point. But this dude's different. And I think that the Rams are looking at this. We need to do everything we can to make sure that while we have one of the greatest players this league has ever seen, that we don't waste a single season. I think by the time they got to LA, they realized they had this. I think they gave the Jared Goff thing a look. Let's see what we can do. It wasn't good enough. And that Aaron Donald's greatness drove them to make the move for Matthew Stafford. It drives them to make the move to go get OBJ. It drives them to go get a guy like Von Miller or Allen Robinson or Bobby Wagner or Jalen Ramsey or any of the other guys that they've gone out and acquired over the last few years. Because while he is one of the greatest players of all time, he can't do it by himself. And they realize that he makes everybody exponentially better than they are. And it doesn't matter where you're starting. Jalen Ramsey is one of the best corners in football. He's a better corner than he would be under other circumstances because Aaron Donald's blowing up the play every time. Leonard Floyd is a very good NFL football player. He's a lot better with Aaron Donald than he was without. And that's true with everybody. That's not disrespectful to anybody else on that team, but the Rams realize it. Sean McVay realizes it. Les Snead realizes it, that if we're going to be the best version that we can possibly be, it's going to be with 99. So we have to do everything. And whenever the bill comes due, look, at some point, Aaron Donald will not be the best defensive football player in the league. He will be. I don't think it'll be next year. I don't know if it'll be the year after that, but at some point it's going to happen. And then maybe you take a little bit of a different approach because I don't know if, 80% of Aaron Donald makes the next guy we go get that much better, or we have to get that much better on offense because our defense is already locked down because of Aaron Donald. Every decision that they've made over the last few years, I think that factors into it. Hey, can we win the Super Bowl? The answer is yes, because you have Aaron Donald. Think about it. It doesn't go like that. And I give the Rams all sorts of credit for realizing that. I really think that's part of the decision-making process. Why would I kind of nibble around the edges and sacrifice a year off of Aaron Donald's contract? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to go all in right now. I'm going to try to get it done. And then when the bill comes due, maybe he's not that guy anymore. And then we pack it back in and we start over again and start looking for our next guy. Because guess what? There is no next guy like that. Now, maybe there's another great player coming down the road. There almost always is. You know, you go back to the fearsome foursome, right? Then you go to Eric Dickerson, and then you go to the Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, and then you go to the Aaron Donald era. Todd Gurley, you know, had a brief moment where he was one of the best players in the league. It happens, but it doesn't happen like this very often. And I think that is the decision. That's the engine that's driving that decision for them. And it should be, and credit to them for realizing it and going for it along the way. All right, I want to talk about the Rams draft. Now, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have 8 picks coming up in the draft. None of them in the first 2 rounds, only 1 in the 3rd round. But wait until I tell you who they've gotten in the late rounds over the last few years since they've been back in Los Angeles. That's coming up in just a bit. So when was the last time you went into one of those auto parts stores? You tried to find exactly the right part for your car. And we got this car, but we don't have the right model. Or we got this year, but we don't have that year. We all got the LX and you need the EX. And whatever the numbers and the letters and all that stuff might mean, the odds of them having it are not great. And even if they do, they're going to stick it to you 30%, 50%, even 100% more. How about this? Fuel pump Honda Odyssey, $353 from a chain store. $216 from Rock Auto. That's why you got to go to rockauto.com. That's why you got to find every part. They're going to have whatever you need. They're going to ship it directly to you. You're going to save money. You're going to save time. All of those things. Here's what you do. You go explore the very easy to use website today and find the solution that you need. They have whatever it is that you could possibly need. Brakes, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet for your car. They got you covered. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck and write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Okay, so what has the Rams' motto been, other than all in and run it back? What has been the thing that you've heard associated most with the Rams over the last, 5 years, let's say? What does Les Snead talk about? What does Les Snead's t-shirt say? F them picks, right? Like, forget, right? Yeah, sure, forget them picks. We're not going to worry about the picks. We're going to take proven NFL commodities and we'll figure it out after that. And the bill's going to come due. You're going to have to find a way to, you know, you don't have a first round draft pick. You don't have a second round draft pick. It's true. They don't. Here's what they have. They have 8 draft picks coming up in the draft, which is coming up later this month. Their very first pick is in the 3rd round and it's pick number 104. Okay. So 103 players are going to come off the board before the Rams select. And that's assuming they don't move back. They've got 1 pick in the 4th round at number 142. They've got 1 pick in the 5th round at number 175. They've got 3 in the 6th, 211, 212, and 218. And then they've got a couple in the 7th as well, 238 and 253. So this idea that they don't value their picks makes some sense when you look at this. We're not picking until player 104, and we only have 3 picks in the top 200. You know, the top 175, it's not a lot. It doesn't feel like you're going to load up on a ton of high-end NFL talent when you're picking 211th, 175th, 238th. These are all picks that the Rams have. Let's talk about that for a second. Because here's who the Rams have drafted. Over the course of their time here in Los Angeles, Les Snead's been the general manager the whole time they've been here. Here's who they found. These are all picks in the 3rd round or later. Okay? Cooper Kupp was a 3rd round pick. How's that worked out for you? Enough said, right? Cooper Kupp, best wide receiver in football, 3rd round pick. Joe Nopum, who they just signed to a lucrative contract extension, who was going to be their starting left tackle moving forward, was a 3rd round pick. Brian Allen, who they just signed to a lucrative contract extension to be their center for the next few years, presumably, was a 4th round pick. Ernest Jones, who was in the Super Bowl last year as a rookie, was a 3rd round pick. Robert Rochelle, who's probably going to be a starter for this team come the opening day of the season at the other corner on the other side of Jalen Ramsey, was a 4th round pick last year. Jordan Fuller, their starting safety, a 6th round pick. Starting to see a pattern here. David Long from Michigan, who may get a chance to start at that other corner spot, a 3rd round pick. Bobby Evans, a 3rd round pick. Corey Gaines, who I think had one of the best years of any of the Rams had last year. Fourth round pick, David Edwards, fifth round pick, starting offensive lineman, Sebastian Joseph Day, who just got a huge free agent offer and new contract with the LA Chargers, a sixth round draft pick, John Johnson, who was the starting safety for the Rams for a number of years, now a starting safety in Cleveland, a third round pick, Tyler Higbee, your starting tight end for the last several years, a fourth round pick. Starting to see a picture here. You can go take your first round picks and maybe you'll get a good player and maybe you won't. It's literally about a 50-50 shot. For every guy that you find that turns out to be a starter and a very good player, there's going to be a bunch of guys that turn into role players or worse. And you look at the success that they've had. This is not over the last 30 years. This is over the last five. There's not one player here that was drafted ahead in the first or second round here. Well, the Rams have done really well in the first round. Todd Gurley was a first rounder. Aaron Donald, obviously a first rounder. Jared Goff, for all the, you know, the warts that he had, he got him to the Super Bowl, first round pick. Michael Brockers was a first round pick. They'll use some picks back in the day, but this is what the secret sauce is. You have to hit on some of these third, fourth, fifth, sixth round picks to make this thing go. And then, yeah, give me Jalen Ramsey. Take two picks. I don't care. Yeah, give me Bobby Wagner or you know, as a free agent, it's not a perfect example, but give me Von Miller. You know, give me, you go make a trade for whoever it might be. You want to go get a guy on draft here, take some more of my picks. I want one of your players. These are not just guys that are on the team. These are guys that are important roles on the team, starting offensive linemen, starting defensive backs, guys that were key contributors to a Super Bowl champion team. These aren't just guys that are standing on the sideline with their helmet under their arms. They're good players. And the same guys that pick these guys are the same guys that are going to pick the guys coming up here in a couple of weeks. So while they might not pick until pick 104, and while the name that comes off the board may not be somebody that you watched every Saturday, you know, play at Ohio State or Alabama or at LSU, maybe they will be. Maybe it's some guy from a small school, a MAC school, you know, Washington State, small Pac-12 school, Colorado, whatever. If the Rams are picking them, there's a pretty good chance they're going to turn out to be somebody that contributes to that roster. Now, nobody bats 1,000. But that is one, two, three. That's a dozen names that we've been through over the last few years that are either still contributing at a high level to this team or were so good that other teams came in and gave them a bunch of money, guys like John Johnson and Sebastian Joseph Day, and the Rams just, we can't afford to pay everybody. You got to go. We can find the next guy. It's an incredibly valuable skill that they have and one that allows them to be as aggressive they are at the front end of the draft or not pick at the front end of the draft because I'll take Matthew Stafford and I'll take Jalen Ramsey and I'll take whoever else you want to give me because proven players are more important than high round draft picks. I'll fill out my team in the back end of the draft. Nobody's done it better than the Rams for the last few years. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker, they bring you the NFL Draft every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It too is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we'll talk about some of those win totals coming up on tomorrow's edition of Locked On Rams. Until then, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.